Here is your KLEM News for this Saturday afternoon. Shortly before 10 a.m. this morning, power was knocked out for the northeast portion of Lamar's. A power line had snapped and dropped across Highway 3 near 6th Avenue Northeast, causing traffic to be detoured until such time Mid-American officials were able to repair that line. The outage affected Floyd Valley Healthcare as the local hospital had to resort to auxiliary power from a standby generator. Power was also interrupted for the small town of Owens. According to Mid-America website, more than 473 residences and businesses were without power. Mid-American Energy spokesperson Jeff Greenwood explains.
We got a report of a line down near the hospital, and we sent a crew out this morning to identify the location and repair the line. The power went back on just before 11 o'clock, and those customers have been restored.
Power was restored to the affected region about an hour after the incident. A former Central Iowa high school educator who taught for 30 years has been in prison for distributing child pornography. The Times Republican reports that Glenn Sedlacek of Marshalltown was sentenced on Thursday to 11 years in federal prison. He had pleaded guilty in October after prosecutors dropped two other counts. Prosecutors say that Sedlacek had numerous computer files containing pornography of children younger than 12, dating back to March of 2013. U.S. District Judge Stephanie Rose also ordered Sedlacek to make restitution of $6,000 to a female minor identified as Lily and $3,000 to a girl identified as Chelsea. Prosecutors say that the two had appeared in porn films that he had viewed in his Marshalltown home. A former high school teacher in eastern Iowa who sent nude photos of herself to a student has been given 2 years of probation. Clinton County District Court records say the 32-year-old Ramsey Hinkle also was given a 2-year suspended prison sentence and was ordered to register as a sex offender. She had pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation by a school employee. The records say that Hinkle admitted sending the photos to a 17-year-old boy while she was a teacher at Central DeWitt High School in November and December of 2015. The boy told a police officer that emails he exchanged with Hinkle were sexual in nature. He reported that they talked about having sex but didn't because he was too nervous to follow through on the idea. A Monticello man has been sentenced to prison for robbing an eastern Iowa bank on his birthday. Federal prosecutors say that 46-year-old Joseph Krippner was sentenced Friday in U.S. District Court in Cedar Rapids to 5 years in federal prison. He had pleaded guilty in August to one count of bank robbery. Authorities say that he had robbed the Security State Bank of Springfield on his birthday, June 1st, getting away with nearly $4,000 after showing his handgun to a teller. Krippner's distinctive tattoos helped authorities zero in on him as the robber after a tipster helped identify the robber's getaway car. Krippner was arrested in Colorado. Area farmers have been meeting with their financial lenders in recent weeks to set up a business plan going forward into this crop season. Commodity prices have declined, based in part of the trade tariffs, and land values are lower, making for tight margins for a farmer's capital equity. Iowa State University Extension Farm Management Specialist Gary Wright says that farmers' bottom line has been helped by having better-than-expected crop yields during the last couple of years.
The good news is we've had 2 or 3 years in a row that decent Northwest Iowa anymore, decent yields have allowed us to maybe stabilize the per-acre revenue, which is a key number in terms of paying the bills. And again, I realize there's some exceptions out there, but generally speaking, the larger crops have helped us with perhaps the cash available heading into next year.
Wright says that most agricultural lenders will start with the farmer's balance sheet as they begin to look at how much credit to be extended for this 2019 crop year.
Your balance sheet is a big part of it. Probably most lenders are going to perhaps start there, especially if you've got any assets that need to be counted, whether it be the inventory, livestock, grains, or whatever it would be, but there's a balance sheet need. And then from there, it's about projecting next year for cash flows, and then ultimately the operating statement, or the Schedule F, as some farmers will call it, the operating statement. But it's really, you know, those three basic, even if you're self-financed, those are the three basic financial statements that will let you kind of measure, how did I do this year versus a year ago?
The Iowa State University Farm Management Specialist says that he tells farmers to look at their enterprises.
And once you get from there, you can then start looking at next year from the standpoint. And what I really emphasize is enterprises trying to look at the deep, because margins are tight, the details of enterprises. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about that maybe it's by lease, maybe it's by a piece of real estate that's associated with a name or maybe an ownership situation. But then getting into the details of an understanding, what is that enterprise showing from a standpoint of profit and loss from cash flow perspectives.
If farmers are needing to cut back on their input costs, Wright suggests that farmers look at volume discounts.
They need to look for maybe, if we're going to cut something back, we're talking about a variable cost. That means you can adjust it in some way. In order to be able to do that, I think you got to start with, especially as you talked about, either it's livestock rate of gains or per acre yields, because you don't want to be, shorten yourself as it relates to what your outcome is going to be in the fall of 2019. Having said that, I think there are places for some variable costs. Discussions. One of the big ways right now is if people didn't do it for tax reasons, then there are perhaps some opportunities right now to make some either volume discounts or some prepaid discounts on some of those inputs, fertilizer and weed control being the two primary ones.
Wright says once farmers know what their break-even point is, they should then look at some forward marketing opportunities.
They really need to be looking right now very keenly at what the markets are doing. There's perhaps some opportunities out there. Once you have your break-even analysis done, you got your enterprise break-even analysis done, then you can start marketing against that number. And there might be some opportunities out there. There's not a lot of room, but there are some room perhaps for you to be able to at least show something black, heading into 2019.
Wright says sometimes farmers need to take a long, hard look at the amount of acres being farmed and make the unpopular decision that they may need to let go of some of that ground.
Bottom line is, again, people don't like me saying this, but maybe it's a case where you can't afford to farm that piece of real estate another year. Nobody likes that idea, but there certainly are some transitions going on out there where people are either not signing leases or are having to unfortunately look at selling some land because of perhaps some bad decisions in the past or some decisions in the past that did not work out quite as well, where they've had to generate some cash and pay off some debt.
And that is a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.